You know, honestly, it can be one of the biggest bills that the average farm takes a look at. They're energy bills, and it's not just our farms, it's our agribusinesses too. But there's a partnership out there that's looking to try to help you minimize those bills and be more efficient on the farm. I'm talking about my friends at Focus on Energy. Welcome in. Time to find out about the latest innovations and updates coming your way in 2019, thanks to Focus on Energy. And along with us, Jessica Milsna, the Focus on Energy representative you may bump into as we get into the winter meeting season. Well, first of all, Happy New Year, Jessica. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since the holidays. It does look like it's going to be a bright new year, literally, when it comes to some of the incentives that Focus on Energy is offering farms and agribusinesses this year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too, Pam. It's exciting to be starting a new year, and we have a lot of exciting things to offer. When producers open their agribusiness incentive catalogs this year, they'll be pleased to see that high bay lighting incentives for agriculture have been doubled for 2019, as well as grain dryer incentives and variable frequency drive incentives. We also have some increased fan incentives as well for all types of agricultural fans.
Talk to me a little bit about how big a difference these modifications, upgrades, can really mean to a farm's bottom line, Jessica. I mean, for those that haven't grown up around agriculture or don't recognize how automated most of agriculture is today, the electric bill can be one of the biggest bills they see.
Yes, definitely. It can definitely be a big part of their monthly expenses, and we are here to help them cut that down as much as possible. And then a lot of this equipment, being the hours that it's operating on the farms, including the lighting and the VFDs in particular, and also the fans in the summertime as well, those can really make a big difference on the bill and have a really fast payback time of that equipment cost as well, on top of the incentive.
Talk to me a little bit about the high bay lighting incentives. That, like you said, is really a double down benefit if you take a look at it. Give us a sense of what those projects might look like if I've either got it in place and I'm thinking of an upgrade, or I'm thinking about new construction or something like that.
Yes, that's available for either one. And if, you know, they can easily go from a 400 watt fixture to LED would be more like 200 watts or thereabouts. So they're really saving a lot on their electric costs per month. And then with the incentives on top of that, I mean, we're talking going from $30 a fixture for an incentive to $60 this year, just for one example. So they can really save a lot to take advantage of those upgrades and incentives this year.
And now we've got LED included in that high bay lighting incentive.
Correct. Yep, LED is included, and that's kind of the technology that we're definitely pushing for, being that it can really cut down on those energy costs. And in general, the lighting quality that it provides, people have been very happy with as well.
Absolutely. Now, Jessica Milsna is along with us, in case you're just joining us. She is your Focus on Energy representative. You'll likely see her out and about through the winter months with all of the trade shows and events and conferences that we've got going on. If you want to find out more about these energy incentives and how you can get in contact with an energy advisor like Jessica near you, remember, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Or you can also call the Ag Service Call Center, 888-947-7828. Let me say that again. The Ag Call Center, 888-947-7828. One thing that we always like to point out also, Jessica, is how easy this program is for farms and agribusinesses to get engaged with. You energy advisors do most of the work. The paperwork side of things doesn't amount to much for those that want to tap into this.
Absolutely. We have myself and Kevin Weiler, who are the dairy energy specialists, and we work with those trade allies, those dairy equipment dealers and electricians, to help fill out your paperwork. And then we also have 12 energy advisors conveniently located throughout the entire state that can assist you as well.
If they want to take a look at that agribusiness catalog, what do you think the best way to do that is today?
You can either visit our website, as you said before, focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Otherwise, you can get in contact with your energy advisor. We'll have catalogs to distribute very, very soon.
Is there any limit on these incentives, Jessica? If I'm, you know, like I said, taking a look at either a major remodel or new construction. Is there any limit on how many of these incentives I can combine together?
No limit on as far as combining incentives. The cap for the year is $500,000 in incentives per customer.
Boy, that'd be nice to hit that level. Boy, that is an excellent carrot at the end of the stick. Now, what are you catching questions about even now, Jessica, recognizing that we may be in a bit of a funk as far as the overall farm economy, but still, farmers are planning for the future. What kinds of questions are you getting at this time of the year?
Sure. This time of the year, obviously, everyone wants to know what's new and happening. Like I said, we have so many great incentives to offer. A lot of people often ask, you know, does it matter if I'm doing, do I have to do a really big project in order to get an incentive? And the answer is no. Even if you just want to start with, you know, one building or one light fixture, maybe just a pole-mounted fixture out in your yard, your farmyard, we can do anything small or large.
How quick a turnaround is it on these incentives, the rebates that come back to the farmer owner? Does it take very long to see that money come back to them?
So the deadline is within 60 days of your last final completion date of the project, so the date that last equipment went in. And then you have, like I said, 60 days from there to get your application to us. Once it gets to us, it's generally about 6 to 8 weeks before your check will come in the mail.
Now, talk to me a little bit. If I'm kicking this idea around, I say this time after time, don't go it alone. Your trained eyes can look at a blueprint or can look at some plans on paper and start to pull together model numbers and start to add up the incentives that may be available before ground is even broken.
Absolutely. And the big thing, too, especially on a new, larger construction project, is we want to make sure that those lighting products, those LED products, and also the fans would be another example of products that require to be qualified equipment to meet our efficiency requirements. So working with the energy advisor is very beneficial in that case, so that you can make sure your equipment is going to qualify from day one. And we can also, like you said, look at the blueprints, look at the plans, get you somewhat of an estimate right from day one so you can kind of see what you'd be expecting back in incentives at the end of the project. And if you aren't planning a project and you just want to save some energy and don't know where to start, those 12 energy advisors are all available to come to your farm for no cost to you and take a look around and just see what they would recommend, where to start, and even some low-cost and no-cost options as well.
And you are not just, we're not just speaking to Wisconsin dairy population. You guys work with agribusinesses of all sizes and types.
Absolutely. Anyone that has, you know, produces some type of raises animals or produces some type of crop, so greenhouses, grain dryers, crop farms, all agribusiness, we can provide some incentives for.
Excellent. And we also should toss out just real quick that there is a new agriculture trade ally bonus. That's kind of interesting. Hopefully we'll get more of our trades involved in that.
Yes, the trade allies also are eligible to receive a bonus this year as well for getting applications turned in. So just a little extra incentive for them to use the program for their business and to help their customers as well.
Excellent. Jessica Milsna along with us and giving you the latest updates on the incentives for 2019, working with Focus on Energy. It is a win-win, folks, and it always has been. All you need to do is tap into those 12 energy advisors like Jessica around the state. They'll make a on-farm or agribusiness visit to help you evaluate where you might be able to save the most. And if you're into building or remodeling, you definitely want that Focus on Energy advisor involved in the project very early on. You want to take a look at their customer catalog? You can do that online now. FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness. You can find an energy advisor in your area there, as well as that directory, or you can give them a call, 888-947-7828. That number again, 888-947-7828. Well, Happy New Year indeed, Jessica. It sounds like we've got a lot of things to look forward to in 2019. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to a great year.
Jessica Mills, now along with us, your energy advisor with Focus on Energy, one of 12 around the state. Again, tap into that program. Nobody wants to waste money or energy, and you can save both. FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness. And that's your update brought to you courtesy of Focus on Energy.